Bez Hashem continues Shari Chuva Shar Beis Ois Beis Shir number 85 Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Naso Yud Sivan Tovshin Pei Aleph. Ben Yoyin now continues to bring Psukim to elaborate on this point that if a person fails to get the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when Yisurim are coming upon a person or Rachmol Tzlan on a Tzibur on Klai Yisrael, and people will be stubborn and say, that's life, such is life. That's the way life has been forever. That's the way life will continue to be forever. Whether it's what we call natural disasters, or whether it's people coming to in Manhattan, just a couple hours away from us, and you all know what I'm referring to, to show their ugly faces. And the people say, you know, this is what it is. We're Jews and they hate us. That's the wrong attitude. That means we're not getting the message from Hashem. I mean, be'ele loisi vosru v'halachtem imi keri v'halachti afani b'imachem b'keri. And Hashem says, if despite all this, all the yisurim, Rachman Tzlan, all the patches I had to give you. I think they say about Rav Elie Lapian, Zechet Tzad Levracha. I think they say that he had a special coat that he used to wear when he would give a patch to his children. I don't remember the whole story. I don't know if it was in his attic. So he would go up to the attic, a couple flights up, put on the coat, come back down. Now, the point and the goal was for him to give the patch without any anger. To give the patch out of love. With a calculated thought of what's going on. If a person, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely receiving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely receiving, or I should say, we are receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu these patches out of love. There's no question about it. But a person, sometimes, he thinks he knows better. V'acharein, it says in the Pasuk, V'im bezois lo yisishmu li v'alachtem imi b'keri, v'alachti imochim mechamas keri. Hashem says, if you don't get my message, if you don't wake up, what does the word keri mean? Keri means mikre. Things happen. Accidents happen. Natural disasters happen. Arabs shoot rockets at Jews. These things happen. This is what we have to live with, unfortunately. And that's a mistake. You know what Hashem says? If you don't get my message, you don't wake up, I'm going to deal with you the same way you deal with me. Mida keneged mida. You turn your back on me, Hashem says, I have no choice. I'm going to be turning my back on you. And that means you're going to be left without my protection. And those are very stinging words. Who wants to be left to protect himself without Hashem? What does it mean? The person says that this is just a mikra, that these things just happen. That's just the way the world runs. All of the fascist ma'isel l'chavis derachov. Rabbi Yonah says, let's talk about a person who is Baruch Hashem, he's at the Madrega, that he realizes this just doesn't make sense. The pandemic, Meiron, this 11 days of rockets, thousands of rockets coming into Eretz Yisrael, and besides for that, before that, the attacks on people just in the old city and throughout places in Eretz Yisrael and even outside of Eretz Yisrael, a Rav on the way to a shul in London. Unfortunately, the stories are too many to even mention now. And the person realizes, okay, I got to do better. I have to improve. What do I improve on? But let's say the person says, I don't know where to start. I partially don't know where to start. What's the first thing he should do? He has to analyze his deeds. Fashish b'maisav. And he has to investigate what is he doing wrong. Now, one of the first ways to do that is to ask himself the question. My boss has told me to do 613 things. Now, of course, it's not all 613, but that's basically a way of saying Taryag Mitzvahs. Do I even know what they are? The Chafetz Chaim brings, in the beginning of introduction to Mishnah Brewer, he brings from Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. He says, if a person doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, there is no question he is going to be violating Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the most severe mitzvahs that we have. Does a person know what the mitzvahs are? That's one of the first questions. This is step number one. Now, what happens if a person fails to do so? What happens if a person fails? L'chapeis d'rachav l'fashish b'maisav. L'fashish b'maisav l'chapeis d'rachav. He doesn't investigate. He reads the paper. He puts it down in disgust. He thinks his senator is going to save the day. It's not going to happen like that. Vim halim yalim es einov, v'noy alu v'nishu rayoinov. If this person turns a blind eye, and this person's thoughts become foolish and misguided, v'leikiru derachov lo yodu ma'ise yodov, v'asher osu etz ba'isov. And he doesn't realize. And each person has to look themselves in the mirror. Never look at the next person. Especially if someone is not religious. We don't turn to them and say, it's their fault. We have to turn to those who know better. And we have to improve even more. And if the person says, you know what? I can't find anything wrong. I go to shul. I give tzedakah. I learn once in a while. V'amar lo chatasi. Says Rabbeinu Yoina in conclusion. Chatosoi kveido me'oid. Such a person, his chait, his sin is very severe. And what does Hashem say in the name of the Navi Yirmiyah? I'm going to judge you. Who wants to be judged by Hashem? We all try to get out of a judgment we might have to have with a parking ticket, a speeding ticket. Who do you know? What connections do you have? Who wants to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Concludes Ois Beis with the words of Shlomo HaMelech. Ivelis odom tisalif darkoi v'al Hashem yizaf liboy. A man's foolishness corrupts his ways. Ivelis odom tisalif darkoi v'al Hashem yizaf liboy. Yet his heart rages against Hashem. You know why his heart rages against Hashem? Because he looks to Hashem and says, "Loi chatasi, I didn't do anything wrong. What's all this happening for?" And one of the reasons why a person has this arrogance and this foolishness to say Loicha Tasi, as we saw in Rashi in the beginning of Parshat Bechukai just a few weeks ago, because he doesn't learn. He doesn't learn Torah. And when a person doesn't learn Torah, his whole attitude is different, is incorrect, it's skewed, it's wrong. And he has a spiral effect downward. And eventually, he comes to hate those who learn Torah, the Rabbanim, and Rachman Litzlan, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem is giving us messages. And the question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with these messages? Are we going to sit down and say, which mitzvahs can I mechazik? There are those that want a bench for a bencher to strengthen their mitzvahs, shmiras and mitzvahs of benching. Another suggestion is that when you're benching from the bencher, bench out loud. When you bench out loud, now don't do it if you're in the public place. Don't disturb other people. That's not what we're saying. If you're in your own house, mechazik, bench out loud. If you're in the public place, bench louder for your ears to hear, but don't disturb other people. Just these, the examples are endless. We have to look into ourselves and say, well, what can I be mechazik? Now it's Erev Shabbos, we're mechazik. Hachonah l'Shabbos, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful Shabbos. We should only hear Besuras Tovos for all of Klal Yisrael.